72 years ago this week, Jackie Robinson took the field for the Brooklyn Dodgers, ending segregation in baseball. It was a monumental moment in sports and in U.S. history. It became a catalyst for the civil rights movement that would take flight in the next decade. The architect of it all was Branch Rickey, president of the Dodgers and the man who signed Robinson. Rickey's grandson, Branch Rickey III, was in Wichita recently in his role as president of the Pacific Coast League, the future home for Wichita's new baseball team. KMUW's Tom Shine spoke with Rickey about how an incident in the early 1900s fueled his grandfather's desire to profoundly change baseball more than 40 years later.
In 1903, Rickey's grandfather was coaching Ohio Wesleyan's baseball team. A black player named Charles Thomas was denied a hotel room on a road trip to Indiana. He waited in a room while Rickey tried to sort out the problem. When Rickey returned, he found Thomas sitting on the edge of the bed, crying.
When he walked in the room, the player said to him, Mr. Rickey, I'm as good as a... He was pulling the skin on the fingers of one hand with his other hand and trying to rub away. And he said, if I could just wipe away this color, I'm as good as any other man. I'm just as good as any other man. And my grandfather characterized that as a searing experience that just was so deeply embedded in him that he made a promise to himself that if at some time in his career he had an opportunity to make some impact, he would.
That time came in 1942 when Branch Rickey left St. Louis after 23 years for Brooklyn. It was the right time and the right city for Rickey to act. Even then, it took him 3 years to enlist all the allies needed for his cause. Dodger ownership, the players, baseball officials, and other team owners. Still, the most important part of his intricate plan involved locating the right player and the right man.
The genius of what happened was that he didn't just find the great African-American ball player. He found Jackie Robinson.
Robinson played a year in the minor leagues and then was in Brooklyn's starting lineup on April 15, 1947. It is often described as the moment baseball's racial barrier was broken, a phrase Rickey detests.
That is such a contrived understatement, breaking the racial barrier. He didn't break the racial barrier. He so shattered, so totally shattered the myth that skin color is a determination of potential. And so shattered the myth that African-Americans were unable to play.
Robinson was Rookie of the Year in 1947 and the league's most valuable player 2 years later. But he was not the greatest player of his era and only played 10 years in the majors. Yet no other player had a bigger impact on the game.
Wasn't the greatest home run hitter, wasn't the greatest RBI guy, or wasn't the biggest and most powerful. But he so surpassed with setting such an example and such character and such example to the rest of us of standing up in the face of abuse and then setting such a lofty, lofty standard for the rest of us. So here he is shining as brightly, if not more brightly, than he did even back in the 40s or 50s, and what a beautiful legend.
Jackie Robinson was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1962. 5 years later, Branch Rickey joined him there. For KMUW News, I'm Tom Shine.